morning, and we will call the very exciting Higher Ed and Workforce Subcommittee to order. Kaylee, will you please call the roll?
Chair Nunez?
Here.
Vice Chair Rodriguez?
Here.
Ranking Democratic Member Raywinkle Vasalinda? Representatives Bracey?
Here.
Coley?
Here.
Fitzenhagen? Frezen?
Here.
Grant?
Here.
Powell?
Present.
Saunders? Spano? Zimmerman.
Here.
Thank you. Let the record show a quorum is present. Good morning, members of the committee and members of the audience. We have one bill on our agenda today, so we'll move right into that bill. And with that, we would like to recognize Representative Castor-Dental to introduce her bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, members. Today, I'm going to talk to you about House Bill 1053. It addresses changes to the Florida Fund for Minority Teachers, which is a college scholarship program. The program awards annual scholarships of $4,000 to African American, Hispanic American, Asian American, and Native American students in their junior year at a Florida College of Education. Also, the program includes an annual symposium, which brings all the scholars in the state together to share research about best practices and is a method of recruiting and retaining students in the program and assist them with their job search. House Bill 1053 makes changes to each of those features. The first change would open the pool of scholarship applicants to students in their senior year, graduate students, and students majoring in STEM fields. This will allow more students to benefit, create a more competitive pool of candidates, and give program administrators the latitude to be more selective. The second change addresses the annual symposium. Like many other great programs hurt by the economic downturn, the allocation for this program has been reduced. The current statutes restrict the available funds for the symposium to a limit of $100,000, which must also be within the 5% cap allowed for administrative costs. As a result of the decrease in funding over the past few years, coupled with the restrictions on how the money is to be used, unfortunately, the symposium has not been held. The proposed changes in this bill give the administrators the ability to use up to $100,000 of available program funds for the annual symposium and up to $100,000 for administrative costs. And I'll be happy to answer your questions, and whatever I cannot answer, we're lucky to have board members here today with the Florida Fund for Minority Teachers, and they can also assist.
Thank you. And you also have an amendment?
Yes, the amendment deletes everything after line 88, which was unrelated to the program.
Is there questions on the amendment? Yes, Representative Zimmerman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Castor-Dental, when you say removes lines 89 through 142, are you actually, would this amendment remove those from statute or just from this proposed bill?
No, you're recognized. You recognize?
Sorry. It does not remove them from statute, just from the bill.
Follow-up? You recognize?
So the documenting 3 years of successful experience in an executive management and leadership position would remain in statute then?
You recognize?
Thank you. Yes, it will.
Thank you.
Any additional questions on the amendment? Seeing none and having no public appearance cards for the amendment, is there debate on the amendment? Is there debate on the amendment? Seeing none, any objections to the amendment? Seeing none, show the amendment adopted. Now we are back on the bill as amended. Excuse me. Are there any questions for Representative Castor-Dental on the bill as amended? Seeing none, are there any appearance cards? Anyone in the audience wishing to testify on behalf of this bill?
Yes.
No? Yeah, would you like to? Yes, please make sure you fill out an appearance card.
Good morning. I'm Ulysses Gilbert, Vice Chair of the Board of Florida Fund for Minority Teachers and also former district recruiter for 16 rural school districts. I'd like to speak on support of the bill in regards to having the symposium. Last 3 years, we have not had a symposium. At that symposium, all the Florida recruiters are invited to that symposium, of which our scholars senior scholars were hired on the spot. So for 16 rural school districts, that means a lot, where you can invite all Florida recruiters, district recruiters, and hire teachers on the spot. Also, it plays a very important role in giving our scholars networking abilities. We share best practices in the world of education, inviting guest speakers, inviting our best teachers we have in the state to share best practices with our scholars. As Representative Friesen have attested to as being one of the guest speakers there several years ago. So we diligently support your support for the bill, and we thank you for allowing us to speak on behalf today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there a debate? Oh, another? Yes, please. Make sure you fill out an appearance card.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Charles Irvin. I'm a faculty member at Florida A&M University and a member of the Board of Directors for the Florida Fund for Minority Teachers. One thing I would like to attest to is the benefits, as Mr. Gilbert just said, of having the annual conference, especially from the standpoint of our students being able to not only network, but the professional development they gain from attending that conference. Also gives them firsthand access to the recruiters that come from the state. As a matter of fact, about 3 years ago, 80 contracts were actually let for our students at that conference. I would also like to attest to the quality of the students that we get in the Florida Fund for Minority Teacher Scholarship. And the statewide average is somewhere over 3.21 or 2.4. The students that we recruit in at Florida A&M University, representative of other colleges and universities across the state who use this program, are in that same range. So it gives us an opportunity to appeal to those quality students. And, of course, the conference is a big draw for that. The last couple of years, what we've tried to do is have many conferences in our own area with our own students at our universities and or, in our case, share with TCC students transferring up to the upper level and Florida State students in our area. But that hasn't quite worked out as well, though it provides some opportunity for networking. The ability to be gained by networking across the state is very beneficial because our students come from across the state. Many of our students, when you ask them where they're going to teach when they leave here, they say, I'm going back to my home in Florida A&M University. Of course, quite often that is back to South Florida. So they need access to those recruiters from school districts in South Florida. And that conference is one of the things that makes that very possible for them with firsthand eyeball-to-eyeball contact. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any additional speakers? Yes, please come forward.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Michael Bowie, and I'm the Executive Director of the Florida Fund for Minority Teachers, and I'd like to speak to the first part of the bill, and that's in reference to changing it from junior status only. At this particular time, because of the fact that we're pushing AP, IB, Cambridge, and a number of dual enrollment type courses, a number of our students are coming to the universities with many credits. And so oftentimes when they're getting into the state-approved teacher education programs, they're already at senior status. So they're no longer eligible for the scholarship. And so we're finding that across the state at the 37 institutions that we provide the scholarship. So that's one of the reasons why we're asking that language is changed. In addition, for those individuals who are, for example, in science education programs, many of them are majoring in chemistry or biology during their undergraduate years, and then they're going into the science ed as a secondary ed major during their graduate year. And so they would not have the 18 upper division education credits that are required for the program. And so that's one of the reasons why we wanted to make sure that we added that in and made that change in the language. So we wanted to make sure that you were aware of that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional speakers on this bill? Seeing none, is there debate on the bill? Yes, Vice Chair Rodriguez.
I just want to thank the representative for bringing this good bill forward. I've seen firsthand from my full-time employment back home that we have a number of students entering the university system who have been in the AP or the IB or the Cambridge program, and they come in with credits, And to come in and not be eligible for the scholarship provides a disincentive for these students to pursue education. And often these are our best and brightest students. So these are the ones we want to be going into education to participate in that field. So I think this bill alleviates that problem, and I will be supporting it for that reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Breslin, in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Castro-Dentel, for bringing this great bill forward. I echo Representative Rodriguez's sentiment to try to set up a system to purposely disincentivize the best and brightest coming out of our high schools from the teaching profession. I think is probably bad policy, and I'm glad that you're correcting it, so thank you. And as was mentioned, I've been at this conference before, and it's more than just a conference, and certainly there's a networking possibility, but it's a true job fair with actual contracting taking place on site. In the 2 hours that I was there before and after speaking, I saw actual contracts being let. And the only point that I wanted to make, just to emphasize on the issue of the rural districts, is that one of the kind of more interesting parts that I realized there was the issue of ESOL. Perhaps 20, 30 years ago was only a large urban county issue. It's now a statewide issue, but it's always been difficult to capture those that are either culturally and or just educationally trained to be able to teach ESOL in the smaller rural districts. And this job fair, I saw it actually capture kids that otherwise would have naturally wanted to go back to South Florida or somewhere else, and were actually able to get captured and contracted into the less traditional districts where they would normally go back home to. And I think it's a good opportunity to spread the human capital of the teaching profession throughout the state of Florida, and I commend you for the bill.
Thank you. Any additional debate? Representative Powell, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'd also like to thank Representative Castro-Dentel for bringing this good bill forward. I think it evolves around the way education has kind of evolved in our state, and I think it's a good bill because it allows for the opportunity for students who want to go into education to go into education on a graduate degree level, as well as those students with our state colleges. So I really think it's a good idea. I'm glad that you opened it up, and it offers and makes education or going into education a little more attractive for our minority students, because sometimes going into education is not the most attractive field for students in college. So thank you so much for bringing this forward.
Thank you,
Madam Chair.
Yes, any additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Castro-Dentel, you're recognized to close on your bill.
All right. Seeing that this is my first bill, I don't want to wave close. So,
Representative Castro-Dentel, you probably shouldn't have let the committee know that.
Too late.
Representative Grant, you're recognized.
I'm closing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This will only take a few minutes. Got a motion to lay this bill on the table, Madam Chair.
Okay. There's a motion to lay the bill on the table. Any objections? Seeing none? Goodbye, Representative Castro-Dentel. you are recognized to close on your bill. And maybe, you know.
Speed it up. All right. Thank you. Well, I just want to thank you all for meeting for this one bill today. And there are simple changes that will have a big effect. So I appreciate your positive support.
Thank you. Representative Castro-Dentel, having closed. Kayla, will you please call the roll?
Chair Nunez.
Yes.
Representatives Bracey.
Yes.
Coley.
Yes.
Fitzenhagen.
Yes.
Breslin.
Yes.
Grant.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Yes.
Raywinkle Vasalinda.
Yes.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Saunders.
Yes.
Spano.
Yes.
Zimmerman.
Yes.
And by your vote, show House Bill 1053 reported favorably as a committee substitute. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Members, sadly, we have come to the end of our agenda and the end of this committee as we know it. I would like to thank our very diligent vice chair, who has approached his role as vice chair of this committee with the kind of seriousness that I think is well respected and well regarded. I would like to thank our ranking member for always asking good questions and keeping us on our toes. And every single member of this committee has been engaged and very involved in the great policy that I think we've shepherded through this committee and throughout the process. So I think we have a lot to be proud of. So thank you all for being so courteous to me as chair, and obviously for being so involved in higher education policy in the state of Florida. Representative Grant, do you have any comments you'd like to make?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure what made you think I had comments.
You had that look on your face.
It seemed like you were soliciting somebody to say great things about a fantastic chair.
No.
And so I'll indulge on behalf
of... No need to indulge. I wasn't done, actually. You interrupted my very...
I should have known.
Yes, but I would also like to thank our staff, Kaylee, who kept us very much on track and did our many quorum calls that we required to make sure we started on time. Obviously, Heather Sherry, our policy chief, who's done a phenomenal job, and obviously I think you have taken on quite a few very important issues and helped us here in the committee, as well as Jean and Margaret in the back, and they've done a great job. I think we have the best staff by far in the entire House. And they deserve a round of applause. And with that, Representative Grant, I will let you indulge. I will indulge you in a few statements. I'm sure you have to make.
Madam Chair, I have no statements to make up. But since you've forced me to say nice things about you, and since you no longer control bills, I guess I don't necessarily have to. But you really have been a fantastic chair.
Can I say Uber?
I don't know what that means, but we've tackled some very difficult policy in here. We've had some very, I think, substantive conversations. I think it's been very professional. I think there's been times where we disagreed, but you've done a fantastic job as a chair. I think forcing tough conversations to be had and in an appropriate and professional way. And so you deserve a lot of credit for not just taking the easy route on a lot of things. Certain issues come to mind, but you have been a fantastic chair. You've been a tremendous leader, and I think on behalf of the entire committee, it's been an honor to have you as a leader in here.
Thank you, Representative Grant. Very kind. Ranking Member Ray Winkle-Vasalinda.
There's nobody left to hear.
I have enjoyed serving on this committee, and leadership, you know, sets the tone. And we have had some very good discussions, as Representative Grant has said, and they've been very more than civil. They've been collegial. And I really have appreciated your even-handedness and your leadership in that. So thank you very much, and I've really appreciated being on this committee.
Thank you, Ranking Member. And with that, we will hopefully, Representative Fresno.
Just wanted to move your eyes.
Yeah, I was getting to that. this is for my delegation member, of course. I was getting to that. And with that, Representative Fresno moves we rise and show the committee has adjourned.